Welcome to a special episode of Care Experts, featuring the best of Dr. Morrie. We've put together the most popular and talked about episodes featuring Dr. Kellen Morrie, a member of the American Dental Association with over 30 years of experience. We'll be covering clear aligners, toothaches, dental cleanings and checkups, and gum disease. Let's get started. So what exactly are clear aligners and how do they work?
Clear aligners are a type of orthodontic treatment. They are used to straighten your teeth and also to correct various bite issues. Mm-hmm. They are an alternative to traditional braces and they consist of a series of clear trays. They are custom made to your teeth and they are worn 24 hours a day, pretty much.
So how long on average would it take for someone to, say if they're using the clear aligners, to get the results that they wanted?
Each case varies because it depends how crookedness you have mm-hmm. and how many misalignment and how the teeth are positioned. So each patient has a different treatment time and it can vary between 6 to 12 months.
And how often would someone need to go back in between to see the doctor with each aligner?
Pretty much, it takes less visit to your dentist than regular braces okay. because we can give you like, let's say, half of the trays during your treatment. So you don't have to go back as often. Probably you can go maybe twice or three times during the whole treatment.
How long would a patient need to be actually wearing the trays every day? Is it during the day, just at night?
That's a great question. So for the clear aligners to work, you must wear them for 20 to 22 hours a day. Also, you sleep with the trays in because that's the most chunk of time that you're going to be wearing your trays without removing them, let's say, to eat or to brush your teeth. So you must wear for 20 to 22 hours a day for it to work.
So after a patient has gone through the treatment and been wearing these clear aligners, when they're done, do they have to wear some type of retainer just to keep their teeth from not moving again?
Absolutely. Every time you move teeth, they want to go back to the original position. Mm-hmm. Teeth have memory. So to maintain your desired outcome, let's say you finish your treatment, your teeth are nice and straight, you must wear your retainer. For the first 6 months, you're going to wear all the time. After 6 months, you're going to wear at night for the rest of your life.
Now, let's hear what Dr. Morrie has to say about toothaches. Dr. Morrie, now what exactly is a toothache?
Well, a toothache is when the innermost layer of your tooth becomes infected, and that's the pulp. And that can occur from having a caries, having a decay, something that broke down the enamel, the bacteria start driving inside your tooth and become sensitive. So the first layer, the enamel, there's not much pain. But if you don't take care of that little decay, it goes into the second layer, the denting, and then can be some sensory nerves that can cause pain.
Now, at what point should a patient go to see a dentist and seek professional help for a toothache?
If the toothache doesn't go away in a day or two, you should go seek your dentist because it could be a minor problem, a small decay that can be fixed easily. So don't ever neglect. You have a toothache that doesn't go away, go see your dentist in 2 days maximum.
Now, if someone did have a toothache, what would the recommended treatments be?
So first of all, you go to your dentist. He would take an x-ray and determine. It could be just the ligaments are inflamed because you're clenching a lot. Mm-hmm. So it does not necessarily need to be a caries, but it could be just because you're clenching too much.
Are there any tips or things that patients can do to, avoid ever getting toothaches?
The tips are always the same.
Okay.
Brush your teeth, mm-hmm. floss your teeth, eat healthy, don't eat sugar at night, don't be snacking, watching TV, in your bed.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Now, here's Dr. Morrie on dental cleanings and checkups. Now, Dr. Morrie, I know there might be some patients that might feel a little nervous when they have a dental checkup scheduled. So can you just walk us through exactly what that entails?
Absolutely. So a patient should never be nervous to come for a dental cleaning and checkup. Mm-hmm. There will be no pain involved.
Okay.
So we start by taking a full series of x-rays, we call FMX. We're going to take a scan of your mouth so we have exactly how your teeth meet so we can go back or take another scan a year later and show you if you have wear facets. We're going to also measure the space between every tooth. We do a probing measure to make sure you don't have any gum disease. we're going to do also something that it's really important. It's called the oral cancer screening. We have a special light that we can see if there's any cells in your mouth. Mm-hmm. They are abnormal looking. You know, from that, we're going to look at every x-ray. We're going to check for caries. And, you know, we're going to check also your jaw. Make sure you have no clicking and the glands of your face. So we do a thorough checkup.
How long do these checkups usually last?
It takes about 45 minutes to an hour.
How often should we get professional cleanings?
I recommend professional cleanings to be done twice a year. Mm-hmm. Reason is that small problems can be picked up at that dental visit, something that you may not even be aware of. For instance, a small caries or a tooth that, you know, has gingivitis, is starting to break down the gums around your tissue, or something that we can foresee, a little crack that can be repaired easily before it becomes a root canal and a crown or losing a tooth even.
Now, why do patients need professional dental cleaning? Is brushing at home not enough?
Well, it's not enough. You have to come for a checkup every 6 months because you cannot see if a small caries is starting between your two teeth.
Okay.
You know, you might be flossing, but you don't know if there's something, a breakdown on the enamel. So checkups are really important because these are small procedures that if taken precautions and taking action, it's very simple to and manageable to restore.
And what exactly happens in a professional cleaning?
In a professional cleaning, the hygienist will do a thorough cleaning with special instruments that can go deep inside the tooth. You cannot do that at home. You need a special instrument that goes around your tooth and clean any bacteria that are sitting there that you cannot see it.
And how often do you recommend professional cleaning, even if someone is taking good care of their teeth at home?
Even if you're taking great care of your teeth, you should come twice a year, regardless.
Finally, here's Dr. Mori's insights on gum disease. Dr. Mori, can you tell me what exactly is gum disease?
Gum disease is an infection of the tissue around your tooth. It's a bacteria infection, also known as periodontal disease.
Okay.
So when you have a lot of bacteria that surrounds your tooth, it becomes inflamed. So that can be caused by, you know, a lot of things, but mostly when you don't brush or floss your teeth well.
Are there different types of gum disease, or is it really just one?
No, there are many types. Okay. The most common is gingivitis.
Okay.
It's the first stage when your gum starts to get, you know, a little red and puffiness. And, you know, when you floss your teeth, you can see some blood. Or when you brush your teeth, you see some blood. So that's the first sign of a gingivitis.
Yeah, my next question was going to be, how would one know that they have gum disease? So these are some of the things that you should watch
out for. These are some signs. Most people don't even know they have gum disease or gingivitis. You know, the dentist will tell them. But the sign could be also bad breath, you know.
Okay.
Maybe your partner is saying, I smell something strange here. So that could be a sign of gingivitis.
Is it painful? Would you be experiencing any kind of like discomfort in your mouth?
No, it's not painful. Gingivitis, you know, doesn't cause any pain. So that's why most people have it and they don't know. So
gingivitis is mostly caused just because you're not taking care of your gums and your teeth correctly.
Yes, it's a mild form of bacteria surrounding your teeth. So if you brush well, you flush every day, you floss every day, you're not going to have that.
So are there any other things that people can do to prevent this? I know you just mentioned obviously the basic oral care, but are there foods that are better for you or other things you can do just to prevent this?
Well, we always say, you know, eat a lot of raw vegetables, carrots and apple, anything that can be chewy and kind of clean your mouth. Mm-hmm. Going to the dentist is the most appropriate thing to do.
And is there any like specific like mouthwashes, toothpaste, or just anything else that people should do? Or is it just, as you mentioned, just basic dental care and your checkups?
Really doesn't matter the brand of your toothpaste or what kind of floss you use. Mm-hmm. Okay. The really thing is to do it. Okay. You know, if you brush your teeth twice a day, if you floss your teeth every night, you go to your dentist, you know, every 6 months, you're not going to have that problem.
Thanks for joining us for this special Best of Dr. Mori episode of Care Experts. All of our featured care experts accept and recommend the Care Credit credit card. For more information, visit carecredit.com.
Thanks for joining us on Care Experts with Care Credit. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share with friends and family. And stay tuned for new episodes every week.
All information, opinions, and recommendations discussed in this episode are for your information only. We believe the information sources are generally reliable, but because of possible human or mechanical error by the sources, Synchrony or its affiliates, including Care Credit, does not provide warranty to the accuracy, quality, or completeness of the information or any results obtained from it. Any statement or opinions in this episode are the doctor's alone, and included data was current to the time of creating this episode. Please consult your own advisors before using any of this information.